Remember a young Tom Cruise in the movie Risky Business, where he's racing his father's Porsche around Chicago, even though he was warned not to? He's loving it because it's forbidden.
Miles.
What?
I think I can take him.
What are you talking about?
One kid's joyride can be another kid's nightmare.
I'm really not enjoying this.
So what makes Risk so tempting for some teens and not others? Virginia Tech researchers are interested in
how the brain develops and how differential trajectories of development can lead to risky or not risky behaviors in adolescence.
Psychologists Brooks King Cassis and Jungmin Kim Spoon will look at 150 13 and 14-year-olds over the next 4 years to get a sense of their environments, their backgrounds, their cognitive skills, and even how their brains function in order to get a better understanding of what makes some teens take dangerous risks.
So we want to emphasize that all risk-taking is not bad. There are some important and exciting risk-taking behaviors, and some are not. So I think it depends on where these adolescents take risks and get hooked.
Jungmin Kim Spoon.
They need to take the risks and make trials and errors to learn. So that's why adolescents are more likely to learn better than adults.
If risk-taking behavior is part of what makes teens good learners, not much is known about exactly how that works. But scientists have some idea of why the adolescent brain is so different from the brains of children or adults. It has to do with how the brain develops from the age of 13 to 17, particularly in the region involving response to reward.
Those regions really go through a sort of fast maturation early in adolescence, so say 13, 14 years of age, whereas sort of the regions of the brain that oftentimes are involved in cognitive control, including areas of prefrontal cortex, have a slower development all the way through late adolescence and into early adulthood.
King Cassis says it's that mismatch during the growth phase that can determine which kids will become risk takers. And even though, as we said, risk in itself is not necessarily a bad thing, one thing is sure, it does have consequences. And when it comes to young people eager to take risks without the experience of those consequences, well,
even though you can tell them what these outcomes are going to be and what they're going to feel like, they need to go through a developmental process where they learn what those contingencies are. And this is something that hopefully through adolescence and adulthood, adults have a better handle on. But during this critical sort of time during development, that's when they first get a chance to take these risks.
King Cassis and Kim Spoon are now recruiting 13 and 14-year-olds from southwestern Virginia for the study. Along with their primary caregivers, they would go once a year over the next 4 years for a day of interviews, some video game playing, and brain imaging. Participants will be paid around $200 for each session, and there'll be lunch and snacks provided. The teenagers will also get a CD with an image of their brains. The adolescent brain study sessions will be held at the Virginia Tech Carilion Research Institute sites in Roanoke or in Blacksburg. I'm Robbie Harris.